doubt. If ever I needed you. Tell us about it.
That's my personal testimony. I'm a singer that can't sing. And I had to call, you know, someone that I feel like is one of the best singers in the world. My wife always talks about this being her favorite singer. The young guy that's been with me for quite a few years as well. His name is Gene Moore Jr. I just needed somebody that can deliver this song the best way that I could if I was a singer, if I could really sing. If I ever needed you, Lord, I need you now to come and make a way for me some way or somehow. Lord, I'm tired of this pain. Can't take it anymore. If I ever needed you before, Lord, I need you now. Now that's the hook of the song. And that was like so heavy on me, because at one point in time, man, my life looked like it was time for me to just throw in the towel. Everything that could go wrong was going wrong. But that's only because God was shaping me. And I think he was really just trying to test my faith to see if I was going to turn to him or turn away from him. And I found myself pleading to him, saying, well, God, if you can do anything for me, I need you to do it right now. I'm putting all my faith, all my trust in you right now. I mean, I need you more now than ever. And that's what the song was birthed out of. If I ever need you, Lord, I need you now. And the song is by far ridiculous, man. Not because I wrote it, not because I produced it, not because it's a part of me and a part of my project. I just think that's a song that a lot of people, you and me, Jay, a lot of us always just, we just really need God. You know, it's the moments, those dark moments, when we really need him to come in and show up quick. You know, like 20 minutes before 2 weeks ago, we need you to show up.
No doubt.
Yeah.
I like it. I like the project. You know, there's a song called Stand Still on your project too. You got to tell us about that.
Yeah, Stand Still is the song. Like I said, a lot of songs, they come to you. And me being, you know, I'm a GED dude. I never got a degree in college. I don't have a high school diploma, so I don't have all these deep moments where I'd be like, you know, this is strictly, everything is strictly by the power, the grace and mercy of God that all these songs have come to me. So when this song dropped into my spirit, it dropped in a time where I really needed to hear that. Stand still and allow God to be God. Stop trying to fix it on your own. Okay, it's time for you to pay your mortgage. It's time for you to pay your rent. It's time for you to pay your lights. Stop trying to go out there and borrow money from friends. Allow me to be who I am. Allow me to be God. Just stand still. Seek me. Stand still and watch me deliver. And that's where one of that song. And I had a buddy of mine who's been singing with me for a while as well. He's been on all three of my projects. Cedric Ballard, you know, everybody calls him Sad B. He led the song, and it's a real, it's a simple song. Honestly, it just has a great message behind it. You know, just stand still and allow God to be God.
Our guest, of course, we're talking to Gary Mays. Gary, if you were to categorize your music, how would you categorize it?
Well, since I've been doing music, I've always had a thing that I've called, I've labeled it Holy Hip Hop Ghetto Gospel. And the reason why I've labeled it Holy Hip Hop Ghetto Gospel, it's holy music, even though it may have a hip hop beat, it's still holy, and you know, there's some holiness behind it. And it may be a little ghetto, you might have a few words that are not grammatically correct, but, you know, it's still the gospel of Jesus Christ. So, but on top of that, I always want to write music not just for the Tiny Tots, not just for the youth choir, not just for the young adult, not just for the middle age, not just for grandma, not for just for Uncle Nim and Auntie Betty. And I want to write songs for everybody, because everybody's going through something and everybody needs something that can help them get through whatever it is that they're going through. So I don't only just want to have my music be labeled a hip-hop artist, a youthful artist, he's targeting all youth. No, I want to get everybody. I want to get everybody. So, in other words, songs for everybody.
You've done two other projects. What's the difference, or where are you with this project that you weren't with those other two projects?
Personally, I think I've grown musically, lyrically, without question, spiritually, mentally. A lot of things that I did on the first two projects, I took and enhanced this go round. I read my Bible a little bit the first time, a little bit more the second time, a whole lot this time. You know, it was one of those where I had to go to the Bible to seek him and go to my concordance and find out exactly what God was saying and not really figure out what he was saying for as an opinion or what I thought he was saying, but exactly what he's saying. You know, so spiritually more than anything, I've grown and a lot of things have changed from the first, from volume one to volume two up until the Diary album of now.
Gary, as we wrap up our talk, once again, why would one need a Gary Mays project, your project, which is simply entitled Diary of a Strong Soldier? Why would one need that in their spiritual arsenal?
Well, first of all, God has always allowed me to understand that what I'm going through is not always for me. What I'm going through is possibly for someone that will pick up my project. Someone that's going through hardship, someone that's going through something they can't understand what's going on in their marriage. They can't understand why their children are acting up. They can't understand why their finances are not coming together, why it seems like they have more months than money. It's just all those things that we go through, we have to stop looking at it. Why me, God, why me? Because what it is, it's us that we're going to be more. We're going to be testimonies to these people through my music. So when you buy the record, if there are 18 songs on there, all 18 might not be for you, but at least 4 or 5 can be for you. Mm-hmm. You may not like Hit the Deck, but you'll sure enough understand, oh, I thank you. You know, you may, Stand Still might not be your favorite, but Holy might be something that you need because of the worship atmosphere that's set. You know, you may not like If I Ever Needed You, but I'm Ready. You know, that might be a song that you can listen to and be like, you know what, man? This is the best. I couldn't figure out a way to put it into words, but now that I've bought this record, now that I'm listening to this song, this is what I meant. So now I know how to God and let him go to God and let him know I'm ready. What I need God to do so I can be completely ready is to wash me, cleanse me, purge me, make me over, make me new, so I can go out and minister and try to get other folk that want to get closer to God to help them understand and be disciples to the, and be Levites, you know. So if anybody that wants to be changed, anybody that's looking for a way to get closer to God, anybody that's looking for somewhere they can go and have a good party without having to be around a bunch of smoke and alcohol and all those types of things, this record can get your attention, and this record can also get you closer to God. That's my opinion. Why? Because God is the executive producer of this record.
Hey, our guest,
yeah.
Hey, Gary Mays. Gary, hey, man, you said it all. I like the project. Hey, we speak life that folks will go out, pick up the project, and folks will make Gary Mays, make that name a household name as you continue to spread God's message. Gary, it's been a pleasure.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Thank you for having me, Jay.
Hey, no doubt, no question. Our guest, Gary Mays, don't forget, go out, pick up the project. It's entitled Diary of a Strong Soldier. Gary Mays, New Era. Gary, it's been a pleasure.
Yep.
Gary Mays on Star 94.1.